10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff. All systems go.
Countdown for blast off. X-5, 4, 3, 2. X-1, fire.
Hey, welcome. This is Countdown 2 podcast. We're looking at the countdown process as we get down to the 25th of December. So, first of all, I must start off by saying this is now our fourth episode. Four episodes down. One more to go before we get to Christmas Day. There will be a podcast on that Christmas Day. We will be playing a kind of a best of the music that we've been playing, as little banter as we possibly can get. Let's turn the music down a bit. Yeah, as little as the banter as we can get, and perhaps you can play that as a background as you enjoy the Christmas day, enjoy getting those presents and opening them and seeing what's inside. So, enough of that. First of all, I have to say thank you to everybody who's given me the feedback. Those of you sent to countdown2@gmail.com, very much appreciated. Firstly, I must also say to Evan. Evan, as soon as we've finished with the counting down to Christmas, in other words, playing Christmas stuff, we will definitely play one of the songs that you have submitted. We'll give it a go and see if we get any feedback from that. We're going to, I've noticed from the stats that a majority of those of you who are listening are actually downloading manually, so I've got a bit of instruction later on that will help you to subscribe to the podcast and others. Some of them are a whole lot better than mine, but you'll be able to subscribe to them and not have to go and fetch it each time an episode exists. It will automatically be put on your hard drive. So hang on a bit later, we'll go through that. Also on the feedback side, thanks very much to those of you who sent your answers to the question. Again, we'll be getting to that a little bit later on. I think before we go any further, I think we have a public service announcement.
Candles are a traditional and beautiful part of the holiday season. They are also a direct source of fire in your home, so be cautious with them. Use non-flammable holders and position candles a safe distance from your Christmas tree and other holiday decorations. Children are always fascinated by candles and are drawn to them, so place yours safely out of children's reach. A holiday message from your fire department and this station.
I'm sure some of you know this song. This is Sorry Marie. We're coming out of South Africa. It's a good old South African folk song. This is brought to you by Mason.net, which you have submitted this to the PodSafe Music Network. Quite interested to hear it on there. Thought I'd give it a go. You'll also hear a little bit later as to why we're playing that song. There's actually a very good reason why. First of all, let's get some of the background news out of the way. First of all, my back brace is now off. It is off. I must admit, feeling a little bit tender with the back. In fact, the reason why this is coming to you rather late on the 15th is because of the back braces off. I've been having to get back into the whole work ethic and having to go around to have no excuse not to see people when meetings get requested. So actually supposed to be working as we speak, but as we discussed last time round, we're going to try to do this during the day, so I'm a bit more awakened and have to worry about keeping or waking the family up. Cape Town, Christmas in Cape Town, how's it going so far? Well, let me tell you something. South Africa, and especially Cape Town, has run out of fuel. We have been masses of queues at all the petrol stations. Been a stuff up with the petrol companies not being able to switch over. We are switching over finally to only unleaded petrol. Up until now, the gas or the petrol you've been able to choose whether you want leaded or unleaded. And as of the 1st of January, there is no more choice. So what's happened is the petrol companies have not been able to keep up with demand of just the one, and resulted in more than just a little bit of a stuff up as far as that's concerned. And in fact, especially diesel, you can imagine with the trucks and the whole toot that chaos has ensued. Not to mention the fact that even the planes were grounded in Cape Town Airport for a good couple of hours because even the jet fuel production was affected. So Cape Town particularly is not particularly impressed with petrol companies. In fact, we mainly supplied, in fact, we only supplied by Chevron, the old Caltex. It was Caltex here, now Chevron. So people working for that company. One of you might be even listening to this. Not in our very good books at the moment. What else can I tell you? The 12th, a couple of days ago, was my son's third birthday. Had great fun. Enjoyed that with him. So, but belated, but happy birthday, Jared. Tomorrow in South Africa is what we call a day of reconciliation. It's a public holiday as we get closer and closer to Christmas. I think it's quite important for this podcast as we're counting down to Christmas, because really it heralds the beginning of the Christmas holidays proper in South Africa. From now on, people are all taking the leave from today, the 15th, so that they can get an extra day. So today is really the beginning of Christmas, the Christmas season big time in South Africa. 16th of December, as I say, is a day of reconciliation. Anyone's interested as to why we celebrate that? In the old days, in the apartheid, sorry to all those Africans who are listening. I said apartheid is really an Americanism, and I don't know why I said that. It's something that I detest. Apartheid South Africa. In the old apartheid South Africa, the 16th of December was actually the day of the vow. It's when the Voortrekkers in preparation for the big battle that took place on the 16th of December 1838, where 10,000 troops under the command of Dambuza and Mhlela attacked the Abazulu warriors. They attacked the Voortrekkers, which were the Afrikaners, and there were only about 470 of them. And on this day, they took a vow, and they said if they are able to win this battle against the 10,000 Zulu warriors, they would build a church, and they and their descendants would observe this day of Thanksgiving forever to celebrate the victory, and they won. So that's why the 16th of December was called the Day of the Vow for many years, and very many years, and when the new democracy came into South Africa, it was decided to keep that as a holiday, but now it's called a Day of Reconciliation, acknowledging the fact that Afrikaners are part of the country and unified under the new South Africa. So that's the brief history on the 16th of December. We've been looking at the day in history as we've been going around towards Christmas. I said it before, but not a hell of a lot happened on the 16th of December that I could find anyway. I could see that J. Paul Getty, the oil magnate, was born. Really not a momentous occasion unless you enjoyed looking rather odd in the 80s. Don Johnson was born in 1949. I like this one. In 1593, the state of Holland granted a patent on the windmill crankshaft. I suppose for them it was would be quite a momentous occasion. 1967, the Beatles released Christmas Time Is Here Again, which we will not be playing. It is not pod safe, and I know that all the other podcasts are getting into trouble for not playing licensed music, so I won't go down that route. But that happened in 1967. In 1969, John Lennon gave his last live performance in England, and was a UNICEF benefit in London. UNICEF, go to the www.podsafe for peace, and you will find a link there where you can buy the song that we heard two weeks ago, or 10 days ago, sorry, two podcasts ago. You'll be able to download that song for just 99 cents, and some of the money will go to UNICEF. So I can't play a Beatles song, but what I've found is this song, in keeping with Christmas. This is One December Night by Woodstock Taylor, who, amongst others, does list the Beatles as one of her influences. Thank you. One of her influences. So, you take a listen to it, you can definitely hear a lot of Beatles in this. So, Woodstock Taylor, One December Night, from the Podsafe Music Network.
Oh,
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Woodstock Taylor with One December Night. In the background, we're sticking with South African stuff. In fact, this is Capetonian. This is a Kalahari Surfers with a little ditty called The Secrecy of Science. Yeah, let's just turn that down a little bit. There we go. So as we count down to Christmas, I was looking for some interesting Christmas facts. There's a couple which I decided to keep for a bit closer to Christmas, I presume, in other words, next week, or in 5 days' time. But I like the fact that, do you know, electric Christmas tree lights were first used in 1895. Can't decide if that's a long time ago or not, but 1895, first Christmas tree lights were used. The idea of using electric Christmas lights came from an American, Rolf E. Morris, and the new lights proved to be a whole lot safer than the traditional candles. No kidding. You might have remembered our little Keep Christmas Safe ditty that we did last week. In the Ukraine, a traditional Christmas bread called kalach is placed in the center of the dining table. The bread is braided into a ring, and the three such rings are placed on top of one another with a candle in the center ring of the top one. In the center of the top one. The three rings symbolize the Trinity. Don't worry, the answer to our Ukrainian question is coming up a bit later, but I figured that was a good thing to chuck in now. So, first of all, again, those of you giving us feedback are really appreciated. Those of you who haven't, please send me an email to countdown2, that's countdown, the number 2, at gmail.com. Send me some sort of feedback as to what you think of what you're listening to, or what you would like to hear. Again, I'm looking for some more countdowns to just chuck it at the beginning. I won't just keep adding. I promise you I will take the ones out that I have and replace them with new ones, so you don't have to sit and listen to too many 5, 4, 3, 2, 1s. But if you have if you are able to create an MP3 and chuck a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in there, send it to me and we'll put it at the beginning of the show. If you haven't already, the website is countdown2.podomatic.com and the feed is countdown2.podomatic.com/... That's rs2.xml. What the hell are you talking about? If you don't know what I'm talking about, take a listen to this, and I'll discuss it a bit straight after this little promo from Podcast 411.
Now it's time to go out to Gary, our man on the street, for today's question of the day. Are you there, Gary?
Yes, Gary? Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
You're on the air. So what is this week's question?
Today's question is, what is your favorite podcast? Let me grab someone. Sir, what is your favorite podcast?
That would be Podcast 411.
And you, what is your favorite podcast?
Podcast 411.
Really? Okay, ma'am. What's your favorite podcast?
Podcast 411.
This is really amazing. Let me try something different. Okay, everybody. Who's your favorite podcaster?
Rob at Podcast 411.
Rob at Podcast 411.
Rob at Podcast 411.
Well, it looks like the vote is unanimous. Everyone's favorite podcast is Podcast 411. This is your man in the street, Gary. Back to you in the studio, Ken. Hey, Rob. Thanks for inviting me to your family reunion.
Gary?
Hold on, Rob. Hold on. Yeah, Ken, what's up?
You're still on the air.
Podcast 411. The 411 on podcasts, podcasters, and podcasting. Check it out at podcast411.com. Oh, and don't forget, listen different.
Hey, Rob, this potato salad is great. Is this paprika?
Still on the air, Gary.
So that was you heard the mic switch on. A shocking production. You just heard the promo for Podcast 411, or Podcast 411, depending where you come from. The reason why I decided to broadcast that was podcast411.com is a great place to go if you are just getting into podcasting for the first time. And the beauty is it's not just for those of you who are listening, it's those of you who'd like to be a podcaster yourself. Go through podcast411.com. I just... promised you I would go through them very quickly as to how you can subscribe and not have to worry about checking to see if there's a new podcast all the time. I copped out a little bit. I have noticed that I've gone over almost, I'm about to reach the maximum time that I like to leave for this podcast. I don't want to make it too long because you might just get bored and switch off. So go to podcast411.com, www.podcast411.com. On the left-hand side of there, you'll see that Rob has put the a menu, a whole lot of menus. One of them falls under the heading 411 for listeners. And there you'll see, first of all, what he actually does is he interviews podcasters and gets a lowdown. So it's basically a podcast for podcasters. However, on the left, he has a 411 for listeners where you can look to see a directory of all the different podcasts that you can get. And he also has a how to get podcasts section and a software for listeners. Now, the software for listeners is a list of all the software that you can use to go and fetch what they call the aggregator. You can go fetch an aggregator, which will then fetch the podcast for you, and you can listen to it whenever you wish. I use iPodder, which is actually no longer called iPodder. It's now called Juice. I will stop from using the phrase iPodder, I presume by Apple. So that's the one that I use, but on his one, it's still called iPodder, iPodder Juice. That's what I use. And you can also use iTunes. There's no reason why you can't. He's also got an instruction guide how to subscribe via iTunes. So if you are an iTunes user, probably best is to keep using iTunes for your podcasts. I'm going to leave it at that as far as that's concerned. What I do also want to say, I didn't mean to say it earlier on, but I played a promo for The Secrets of Narnia by Father Roderick last 5 days ago. I keep wanting to say last week. I have to do this weekly because this 5 days thing is way too confusing. I've been taking a listen to The Secrets of Narnia. I'm telling you, if you enjoy C.S. Lewis's books in general, not just The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, go to www.sqpn.com. Don't worry about it. It's in the show. It's in the show notes. The show notes at countdown2.podomatic.com. Take a listen to it. He looks at the various bits of symbolism within the books. It's just the right level. He doesn't go too deep, but he does give you some interesting insights as to what exactly C.S. Lewis used and how he came up with some of the concepts. Fascinating stuff. So as we wind down this episode of Countdown 2, as we count down to Christmas, you can probably hear the pages turning, I need to get to last week's question. Last week's question was, Christmas Day in the Ukraine can be celebrated on a day other than the 25th of December. What day is that and why? That day is the 7th of January, which is an Orthodox or Eastern Rite holy day. What happened in 1752, 11 days were dropped from the calendar when the switch from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar was made. And December the 25th was effectively moved 11 days backwards. Some Christian church sects, called calendarists, still celebrate Christmas on January the 7th. And one of the sects, obviously, or the Roman Catholic Gregorian calendar, one of the sects is found in the Ukraine, and hence January the 7th. Interesting bits and pieces about Christmas as we find out as we go along. I hit a blank there again. I hope you enjoyed my dead noise on the last episode. I thought I would keep that in because those of you who know me will know that is me. I can talk and talk and talk, and all of a sudden I can just forget what the hell I was talking about. So I thought I'd leave that in because that just allows you to perhaps not enjoy but to experience a bit of the Roy that I am. So this week's question, perhaps it's an easy one, perhaps not. What are frankincense and myrrh? The story goes, the three wise men brought frankincense, myrrh, and gold through to little baby Jesus. What are frankincense and myrrh? That is the question for this week. And I'm busy paging through, I don't know if you can hear or not, I'm busy paging through to find out. I suspect I haven't got the rest of my notes together yet. Let's go down there. This week's question. There we go. We're going to play out with the Candy Butchers. Candy Butchers, which is essentially is a dude called Mike Viola. He's got a song on the PodSafe Music Network. It's done pretty well, called something about Michael. But we're not going to play that. We're going to play his Christmas song, Give Me a Second Chance for Christmas. And he's playing with the wrong mouse. So Give Me a Second Chance for Christmas. We're going to play out with that one a bit over time than we normally do. But I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Countdown 2 podcast. We will be back again in 5 days' time. That would be the 20th, where we look at exactly why Christmas is celebrated on the 25th. Don't forget, on 25th we will be playing the best of. So if there is anything that you would like me to play, anything, a song that you particularly enjoy, then let me know. We'll make sure that's on the playlist for the 25th, so you can listen to that as you open all the presents. The Candy Butchers, really badly produced. We cut him off a bit, but enjoy it. Cheers for now. Christmas tree.